Next patient is Jamie Stallman. That's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. Stallman is S-T-A-L-L-M-A-N. I'm sorry, Stallman is S-T-A-L-L-M-A-N, Stallman. Date of birth is 11-5-71. Date of visit is 4-14-26. This is my copy for John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Jamie Stallman for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 54-year-old obese female who has had a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP set up with a full face mask since 2008. The patient states her machine, CPAP machine is getting non-functional, and she needs a new setup. And a new mask. She has no daytime sleepiness, tenuous palpitations, tenuous leg swelling, and has no headaches. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hypertension, a past history of left knee repair times 4, as well as left knee replacement. She has history of hyperlipidemia, and a history for depression. The patient has tremors. I'm sorry, essential tremors. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day and quit in 2017. No alcohol use. Next, family history. Mother's in good health. Father died of blood cancer. Next, med list. Lamotrigine. 100 milligram, 2 tablets, HS, amitriptyline, 25 milligrams, HS, duloxetine, 150 milligrams, HS, celecoxib, 200 milligrams daily, protonix, 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 25 milligrams a day, propranolol, 20 milligrams BID, phentermine, 37.5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue or fever, but had lost some weight over the past year. She has no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. There's no urinary frequency or dysuria, and no hay fever, no shortness of breath or wheezing, no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or arm pain, no palpitations. She has anxiety and depression. And easy bruising. She does have joint pains, muscle stiffness, and has headaches and no numbness in the extremities or skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is moderately obese, middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, rictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 105, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 250 pounds, saturation 97. HGNT is non-phatic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the bases. Heart sense regular, sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is obese, benign without mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap, tenderness, reflexive, 1+, no gross, more absent. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is degenerative arthritis of the knee. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a home sleep study to evaluate her for obstructive sleep apnea and get a new CPAP machine. The patient will also try to lose weight and continue with the exercise program. She will come for a follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G, John Chewning, D-O. Gives Dr. Souza.